Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank God for this Holy Spirit. Thank God for how He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. I want to give God praise this morning for all the things He has done. If it had not been for Him who was on our side, where would we be this morning? We thank Him for His Spirit. We thank Him for the things He has in store. And we ask Him always for His amazing grace. And we believe, Lord, when praises go up, blessings come down. And we just want to thank Him this morning for all the things He has done and about to do. We really truly believe in the ministry. We believe that when we do what we do every morning like we do, we allow God's Spirit to help us. It's nothing we're doing. It's all about what God's doing. And we thank Him for that Spirit that He gives us. You know, I love how the morning when you start out lifting God up, you know, just giving them thanks and showing Him that He is our Creator. You know, it was Him who took time out, you know, my brothers and sisters, to give us a time to be with Him. That just says a lot to us, you know. And I'm reminded of a story that He could change anybody, you know. And I'm telling you, if somebody can put your name with anybody, see, I'm an anybody because I know He changed me. If we just had a little time to just talk about what He had done, you know, for you, you know, when the last time God did something for you, you know, can you put it in remembrance what the last time God had done something to you? Just so we run too fast, I'm going to put a short, very little of this song right here, if y'all don't mind.
I made it.
Your own name in the day, you know. You know, we had a little message come to us early this morning. And someone wanted to come on early before we get into the message, and they wanted to express some things, go deep on their heart. we know this is what this platform is about. You know, the ministry is about. We open it up, but and let God's will speak to someone's heart. Maybe there's something maybe said to help you along your way with this one there. So we I don't know what's gonna come out, what I was going to say. But my brother said on his show, "What a dog, it ain't been practiced," you know. So whatever come out, we just pray God's will and peace be in it. You open, sis.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It was a very hard week last week for me, and I just wanted to share some things that might help others. I had my husband's ex-stepmom, she has Alzheimer's, she's been in an assisted living, and I got a text last week that she was in the hospital and they didn't think she was going to make it. And of course, you know, with COVID, you can't just rush to the hospital to be with people. And it just made me start thinking, when people are close to death, you start thinking about life. And sometimes you can tell people that you love goodbye, and sometimes you can't. And it just made me start thinking about a lot of things in my life. And then I got another phone call last week from a person who's a very close friend of mine since I was a teenager. And the doctor gave this person 5 years because his liver's failing. And that was really hurtful because his family, like, took care of me. My parents turned their back on me when I was a single mom. And so I'm just thinking, okay, I can get through this, you know. And it just started making me think about life and growing up. And, you know, and the Bible tells us, you know, we're to forgive others. And sometimes you're not supposed to hold grudges and you're supposed to love people. And I, you know, a lot of people, you don't want to admit that you've done anything wrong to anybody. You always look at what they did wrong to you, so it justifies how you were. And I was reflecting back through life. I was talking to my daughter, Emily, and I reached out to her dad. We were married for 10 years and just apologized to him for the things that I did wrong in our marriage. And I don't know, some of you may know him, some of you may not. The last thing I ever wanted to do was to admit anything, that I did anything wrong to him. And we get along just fine now. And it was just so freeing when I texted him and told him, and he was like, you know, because I was trying to call him. I didn't want to text him and tell him. And he texted me back. He's like, "You don't have to say anything. It's okay." And that was just so freeing that I got that healing from things. And there, I told you guys before, I think a long time ago, there was this man that worked for my husband when he was a teenager for his dad. His name is Billy. He's a black man. And he was more of a father to my husband than his own dad. And my husband taught him how to read. And back in the day, you know, his Tracy's family and dad did a lot of shady things and Billy did a lot of shady things, and he ended up going to prison for a little while. And it was when he was in prison that he found God. And he would read that Bible. He knows that Bible inside and out. And he, you know, he has a lot of kids, different baby mamas. He wasn't there for some of his kids. But when he came out of prison, he was a changed man.
Yes,
and I've known him since I was 15. And I could, anytime we'd go see him, he'd pull that Bible out and make us sit down, and he'd read from the Bible to show us that he could read and to show us that he loved God. And if you look on my Facebook under Jennifer Peoples Wilford, you'll see some pictures of him and my little six-year-old Enoch a couple years ago. The last time I saw him, they were sitting there praying on his couch, and he's sitting there holding his Bible in his hand reading the Bible to us. And anytime that we call him, he always talked about God and his love for God. And he would tell me, Jen, now read your Bible. Read your Bible every day and pray. And that man, when I say he prayed every morning at a certain time, he didn't answer his phone. He sat there and he prayed for everybody that he loved and cared for. He always told us to smile. And he loved people. And he just always would tell us to love one another and be good to one another. And I had been trying to reach him for a couple of weeks now, and he didn't text me back, and it was really weird. And I asked my husband Saturday, had he talked to him? He said, no, matter of fact, he never returned my call. And so Sunday, we called his cell phone, and it went to his voicemail. And I said, well, that's really weird. So I was digging in my phone, and I found another number, and it was his house. And we called. And his wife told us that he had passed away in September, but she didn't know how to get in touch with us. And it hit us all like a ton of bricks.
Yes.
Because his man was like a father to my husband. He was a grandpa to my kids. He would, you know, tell him, you know, I sent him pictures last year of my kids. Their school pictures and Enoch, and he left me. We were playing phone tag, and I still have that voicemail on my phone, and he was telling me what to say to the kids and how beautiful they were, and for Enoch that he hopes that he grows up to be a minister of the Lord and teaches people all good things of him. And he went on to tell us, you know, tell my son Tracy that his black daddy loves him, and he says, and I'm your daddy-in-law, and I love you, and he truly loved us unconditionally. It didn't matter what our skin color was. He loved us as his own family. And I've reached out and found some of his kids. And the thing that I wanted to share is that if you have someone in your life that is spiritual and they feed into you, to not take it for granted. Because now I wish, you know, I would have called more, but life gets so busy and crazy. But to encourage you to reach out to those that feed your soul and feed into you spiritually. Because we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the next 5 minutes. And we're all going to, we all have regrets and things, and we can't always go back to that person and say things. But Billy always inspired us. And ever since Sunday, I've been making a point. And I read my Bible, but I wasn't reading it every day, or I would just read a devotion and read a scripture here and there, and I would pray here and there. But since Sunday, I pick up my Bible every day, and I read at least one chapter. I started in John, and I read one chapter a day. And I make sure that I do that in the morning and at night, because I feel like I'm honoring what I should be doing in Billy, because I know he's watching over us And it, when he passed away, it was right about the same time that we lost our friend Linda, and Tracy and Enoch were in Virginia on their way back. And 2 days after Billy died, that's when my son had his car wreck. And it could have been so much worse. And I know that that was Billy watching over him because he loved these kids like their own. And if I would have called Billy and said, hey, I need this, he would be there. If he didn't have it, he'd find a way to get it for us. He just loved God. He loved people. And he would always just try to keep people united. And he would tell me and my husband when we'd be fighting, you know, you got to love each other. Even if you got to go sleep in one room and he sleeps in another, you know, he just wants to keep people united together. And as this, our business is COVID and just so many craziness, you know, it's not doing like it should. And we want to close it. And my husband found this company. They sell manufactured homes, like in these mobile home communities for like 55 plus. And the lady who runs the place is a devout Christian. And I went on Monday and talked with her, and I'm going to start selling modular homes. And I'm so excited because it's a faith-based company. She has the Ten Commandments all in the walls of her office. She had her Bible sitting by her computer. She was sitting there reading her code of ethics. She quotes Bible scriptures. And I think it's just so powerful, especially in this day and time, because you don't see that. Everybody wants to just take God out of everything. And my heart aches because I feel like he was taken too soon. I know God needed him more than we did, but I just wanted to encourage people that just to cling to those people that feed into you. Spend your time and your energy on those people, and don't chase the ones that don't give you the time and the love that they need. And his love of unconditional love I've always felt from my grandmother. And it's just so unique. And I just wanted to share that if you have someone, to call them, keep in touch with them, and let them know that they love, that you love them. And it's just so important. And I had so much more to say, but I just wanted to say that. And to, you know, if you have people that you've done wrong, you know, to make things right. Because it is so free to get that off your chest and be free from that, from that bondage that holds you back. And if God places things on your heart to do something and he gives you those promptings, I'm here to tell you, you better listen to them. Because sometimes we ignore them because we're so busy. And I'm guilty of it too. And never settle. And as long as you put God first, you're still going to have trouble, but you'll get through it a lot better. And that's all I wanted to say.
You know, sis, when you go, you text me. Well, you let me know that you might can't be on long. I don't know how long you have, but we want to minister to you and let you know that you're not walking along with this one here. You know, that's why God put in your heart to say, because you want to bring it out among the people that really know God. I really believe that you, God connected us together so we could be holding your hand through this here. And you've been saying some things, and we've been trying to tell people for years and years and years, telling them you have to maximize your loved ones while you have them here. Because there's going to be a time God going to call us all home. He's going to call us home. And then what I'm saying, and I'm guilty like you guilty, when you said, well, you don't call people like you normally do, like you should call. And I'm thinking if I'm understanding it right, that these things going to come up. You know, we're busy in our lives, you know what I'm talking about, in our everyday life. But I'm going to tell you something. When God puts something on your heart, man, we have to do it. You know what I'm talking about? We have to do it. Just stop right then and do it. Because you keep putting it off for long. You say, oh, man, I'm supposed to call Jane. I'm supposed to call John. And then, you know, then find out things like this can happen. But I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
It was what I love about what I heard. he knew God. And
oh,
he
yeah.
got him in the ball. And that, and then nothing else. You know, I feel like I'm understanding you real well. You know God too. And you know he is in a much better place. You know,
oh,
God,
yeah.
but I know the way you got it, it hurts because, you know, he was on your heart. And I'm going to tell you something. When you say that, I tell you all the time. So you might have heard me say that on this platform right now. This government, if God puts something on your heart about somebody, if you can't do nothing else, pray for them.
Yeah.
Pray for
right.
them. You know, pray for them. You never know what people are going through. We are like we Teflon Don sometimes. You know, talking about we so tough we can't be touched. You know, talking about, but I'm telling you something. Even the strongest of us, we need prayer. You know,
that's
as
right.
we do this thing daily, as we wake up daily to do what we do, sis, to try to convey God's word, even on a Tuesday night. You know, we're trying to do God's ministry, all do the just trying to put his love out there because it's not enough. It's not enough of his love. There's so much negativity. Y'all was touched by an individual. And I'm understanding that you helped him and he helped y'all. But he helped y'all in a way that you know, you can hold on to the memories. When you hold on to the memories that he gave you, you know, tell me, what did he deposit in you that you need to help others with? And I'm
yep.
reminded, you know what he gave you? He gave you God. Because you said he went and found himself. He went and found himself. And then he had to go where he, you know what? And he had to go where he found, who found him. And that's who loved him more. Loved him more.
Right.
He loved him more than you ever would love him. And I know
yeah.
it hurt. Because a lot of us, you know what a lot of us do, sis? We always talk about grandmother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're always talking about mama, auntie, and all that. But it's very rare that you hear somebody say about grandpa and daddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So he had to have a special place in your heart to say that. You know what I'm talking about? He left something in y'all heart to let you know that he touched y'all heart. And he gave you some spiritual counseling. If my brothers would be strong enough that before we got on, when you had messaged me, I don't know. I didn't know where you was going. You know what I'm talking about? And you said some things.
Mm-hmm.
If I can recall some things back, you went back and made some amends on some things that people don't want to go.
Yeah.
They want to pick up them old luggage. They don't want to pick them up. You know what I'm saying? You went back and made some amends on the thing. And God's going to bless you for that. You know what I'm talking about? Because we had to close the wounds up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We had to close them up because they'd be still open. And every time you see that person or think about that person, it's like it's all afresh again. But when you go ask for forgiveness, or vice versa, receive the forgiveness. Don't you know you close the wound up? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You close it up. And when you do that, it causes you to know, if you don't watch it, because you don't know the hour. You don't know the hour when God's going to call you home. And this is not an emotional thing. I believe you love God that much, you know, he can come get you right now. So you want to make amends with anyone. You know, the Bible says amend your ways. Consider your ways. You know what I'm talking about? And repent. And that's what you did. You know, and then you said something real powerful. If somebody don't want to receive it, the scripture said it like this. You said it another way. But he said, if they don't want to receive your love, he said, if they don't want to receive peace, he said, return that peace back to you. A lot of folks don't like to hear that. But it's, he said, return that peace back to you. And he said, and leave. And then one scripture said, that's off your feet and keep on going. A lot of folks don't want to hear that. They say, well, Christians shouldn't do that. But it's in the book. Jesus said that if you go to someone's house and they ain't not hospitable, they don't show hospitality, you take that peace back to you and you leave.
Mm-hmm.
So you said it in a different way, but I'm going to get it in the book. But you're right, you know, because if you don't watch it, it will transfer into you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It will transfer into you. And then now you done picked up that spirit. You pick up
right.
spirit. So I want to encourage you again to tell you we love you. And, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we're going to be praying for you and your family.
That's
you know what
right.
I'm talking about? Because God
that's
is, right. see, I know you're seeking him, and you're seeking for you and your whole family. You know what I'm talking about? And I still always believe what the book said, that prayer is the key. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Prayer is the key. You can never go wrong with prayer. But what we had to do, we had to be patient and wait on prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Don't move. When you pray, and when you pray, Reverend Henry, when you pray,
mm-hmm.
don't worry about it. Just leave it in the master's hand.
Yeah, that's right. That's
don't worry
right.
about it. Just leave it there.
Thank
because
you, Lord.
I truly believe when you leave it in the master's hand, and sister, I was stumbling through something. If you mind, I want to read something here. If you don't mind, I'm going to read this here.
Mm-hmm.
Off script, brothers. I'm going to read something here. And it's in 1 Corinthians 7
mm-hmm.
and 12. 1 Corinthians 7 and 12. Don't you never forget this. This in the book. This ain't no cliche. You hear these people throw things up. Look what the book says. But to the rest, speak I not to the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If any brother has a wife that believeth not, now watch this. Stay with me when I go here. And she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. I'm going somewhere when I say this. Here. And a woman which have her husband that believeth not, and if he please to dwell with him, with her, let her leave him not. For an unbelieved husband is sanctified by the wife. And an
yes,
unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. That's where you are, your children, that we said, are unclean, but now are they holy. He said,
that's
but
right.
if the unbeliever depart, let him depart. You know what I'm saying? Before I go there, I want you to know something. I hear you're struggling with some things. You know, this is right here contains the whole outlook in your whole situation. You know what I mean? To know that God can change the heart of people through stuff like
oh,
this.
Yeah.
But then we had to live right before the people to see God.
Yeah.
I thank God always for the things he had done and what he done in his life. But see, God had to take us somewhere. You talk about my brother a while ago, but he couldn't read. You remember you said that? And your husband taught him how to read. There's some way he stumbled a long way, and he had to go get, we call it, everybody in the streets, you know, but I'm up in the city, he went bound himself in prison. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go one of them roads to understand life a little better now. So I'm going to tell you something, God will prepare him to meet you all again on another level, a spiritual
oh,
level. Yeah, a spiritual level. And that's what he did with y'all. That's why y'all had a strong encounter with him. And it wasn't just by he going to go get the money for you or he just help you. He gave you a precious gift. He gave you love that you should love one another.
Yeah.
Oh, I know right about it. He said when you do this, you show that you are one of his disciples. So I want to tell you to be encouraged, sister. You know, and you, this platform, this ministry that we do every morning like we do, you always have an opportunity to come over here to express your love because you're going to help somebody with their testimony. I didn't know what you were going to say. We didn't even have a song. And we put the first song we played was what?
Testimony.
By his testimony. And he was saying how he got over. You know, so this ministry that we try to call ourselves in is bigger than anyone on this phone. That's why we just let God's will be done. We don't put God in the box over here. We welcome your testimony. We welcome your love because you can help somebody along the way. You'd be surprised. Brother Dog them said they want to try to do something on the. He gave a task to a young lady to do something about this kind of ministry when someone's going through something. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. We have. Can I say something to you, sir? I just want you to be truthful. Did I know anything you were going to say or do? Why did you inbox me or anything? Did I know anything?
No. No.
Did I coerce you to say anything?
No. No idea. I just asked. I said, I got something I want to share. Can I share it early? Because I don't know how long I can be on. And he was like, yep, that's fine. And then I was like, I don't know, maybe I should wait. And I was going to wait till Friday. And he's like, you're good for today. And I was like, okay, and I'm praying, and I'm driving. And he was like, okay, we're on. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it. And then I was listening to that song. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that was just confirmation, you know, because we do, you know, people do get encouragement from our testimony because things that we go through. Because they may be going through it, and some people are not easily to express or
open up and tell. And the older I get, you know, the good, bad, the ugly. Here it is, you know.
Well, see, what it is, I'm going to go right here with you right there because I want to forget this. I want to tell you something so you can really understand what I'm finna say. Because we had to put a disclaimer out because the adversary will peep his head in. What you're doing and what you're saying, you're enlightening the people what God gave you, and we didn't even rehearse none of this. You know what I'm talking about? And we really believe that's what ministry is about, to edify one another. I'm right, brother? To lift one another.
That's
when
right.
When you cry,
uh-huh.
The Bible said we should cry. When you laugh, the Bible said we should laugh. If I could put it in Hebrew term, he said when you moan, we should moan. And when you laugh,
right.
We should laugh. So right now, you moaning, we moaning with you, sis. So keep on talking. I'm listening
right.
to you. I got another script I want to give you, though. But keep on talking, though.
Yeah, it's, I'm just so lost for words, but I have connected with his daughter. She's a little bit older than me, and I talked to her day before yesterday. We stayed on the phone for 2 hours. Now, I've never met her. I've heard about her. And she is, you know, the whole time I'm talking to her, you know, she's a Christian too. And her dad, and Billy didn't raise her. She was raised by her mama. But the love that you can hear for her dad, and she was sending me all these pictures, and they did a sister family, because he's got 12 brothers and sisters. So he comes from a very big family. And she sent me a video when they did like a little reunion thing, and he was up dancing. He always wore a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. And it's so funny because little Enoch is the same way. So I was sending her pictures, and she's like, oh, yeah, that's just like Daddy. I said, I know. I said, Enoch had to have them cowboy boots and wear that hat just like his Papa Billy. And, before Christmas last year, I had found out that my dad that raised me was not my biological dad. It was my middle sister's dad. And so you start, you know, digging into your family trees, and sometimes you don't want to know what's in your family trees, but you want to know where you come from. And because I'm getting older and with health things, you know, what kind of things did they have? Because I have no idea. Just reconnecting and feeling family. And family is like, Belonga called me yesterday. Family is not about your blood. A family is who you connect with and you love one another. And it doesn't matter what color we are. You know, she's like, I'm your sister, girl. And little Enoch, you know, he's my little nephew. And she has just embraced us just like her daddy did. You know, she has that same spirit and same heart as her daddy.
Okay.
And to know that we have people that we can connect with and on a spiritual level, that I may not have Billy to call for that counsel, but I can call Alonda now and she'll be right there for me. And just the love, to love people and love each other. And I can't wait to the day that we can connect and see each other and spend time together. Because that's what Billy was all about when he came out of prison and found God, was all about his family. He and his oldest daughter, she was telling me, he would call her every Saturday and talk to her. He made a point, and he was such an inspiration, and I want to inspire others that he made a point to call those people that meant a lot to him. And it didn't matter if he was in the middle of something, he would stop and sit there and listen to them.
Okay.
And he would call them and just say hello. And I'm telling you, like I said, he has 7-8 kids himself. And he's a sibling of 11 siblings, you know. He has a huge family. And one of his kids are in prison right now. And we're going to get his address and write to him. And they wouldn't let him out for his daddy's funeral. You know, it's just loving each other and connecting and staying connected. Even when you get too busy or you have that prompting to say something or call somebody to follow through, because you may not get that opportunity again. And then later on, you'll be like, oh, well, I should have, because that is what happened, you know. And I don't think
I really don't think we could have handled Billy's death when he did die, because we were going through so much with our friend dying that maybe God saw it was would be too much for us then. And it's really hard now because of the holidays coming up, because I was calling Billy.
God bless you.
See if they would come here for Thanksgiving with us. And so it's hard.
Now watch this. That's what I love about women too. See, a woman will release it. You know what I'm talking about? Quicker than a man will.
That's
so all she's doing right now is she's releasing it and getting some closure with it. You know, I remember before she even started coming on, she had a lot of things. Her and her daughter, they just couldn't speak for public like they're doing right now. And she had a lot of things she wanted to say. Now God letting her, I'm going to say this is a form of purging. You know, she's letting it go. You know what I'm talking about? And this is the only way she can really release it like she wanted to, because she's with family. And she said it. You know, and I understand when she said it, she meant to talk about her and her relationship with him. But this is a family-oriented show here, right here. The ministry that you got in, you were born into a bloodship family. You know, we all got the same daddy. All help me, Holy Spirit. In his name is Jesus. You know, he dies for us.
Right.
He covers us with this. And let me tell you something, sister. You said a lot of good things. And expressing that you're saying, I always tell the guys that God would never let us look like a fool. He would never look like a fool. So you maybe just soften some people's heart. Was hard towards someone else. They want to forgive. You know, there's some people maybe in their everyday life. I'm talking about Christians. The whole grudge is for years behind things.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something. You need to lose that. You know what I'm talking about? You need to don't let nobody have you that tied up that you can't forgive them or they can't forgive you. You know what I'm talking about? And I love how you're doing it, because you saying some things out of the natural, out of the spiritual, and he's using you, even your tears. You know what I'm talking about? Because your tears, like I told you, you know, we crying with you. We feel the weight with you. But I'm gonna give you two scriptures, sister. Because I don't know number Bible. I don't know the Bible. You know what I'm talking about? That's all I know.
That's,
you know,
okay.
God told me. And I can talk. So a lot of folks are just, they like to talk and give you feedback. But I want to give you what the scripture said. And you said something about your weight. You know what I'm talking about? Reverend Henry, I'm going to go somewhere for a minute. Y'all don't mind. Look what
he
said. I'm going to one of my scriptures that a lot of folks probably going to read. And that's Psalm 119. But I want to go somewhere, because we all, if you're a believer, you know what I'm going to say when I read this. Psalm 19. I'm just going to start at verse 7. You know what I'm talking about? I can't start up a little higher, but I'm trying to get you to understand what God's doing with our lives. He said, the heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in the law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That I may learn thy statute. Can I read it again? It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn thy statute. So you offering the word, you know it, but now you're feeling the affliction of Lord. See, I'm gonna tell you something. Too many Christians ask God to remove some things. But again, there's a lesson in everything he gives us now.
Yeah.
When you start walking closer to him. You know, somebody been really walking close to him these days, like we are having with you. Trust me, if we keep on walking, we're going to have them same days. You know what I'm talking about? You know, because I really believe that God won't put no more on you than bear. I believe the scripture said he'll allow you to escape. Because if it get too rough, says he'll allow you to escape. But right now, he's allowing you to purge. You know what I'm talking about? Do you remember your time you said you couldn't speak like you're speaking right now? But God letting it flow to you because you're helping someone's heart as you speak. That's how we've been doing. That's how we've been taught. As you teach, as you speak, you speak it not only to the others, but you're speaking back to yourself so you can hear yourself being ministering too. Help me, Holy Spirit. So you can hear yourself being ministering too. I got to say it one more time. So you can be ministering too. You know, and you're doing it, and it ain't so much in a lot of hollering, and you're speaking, and you just don't know how good you sound. You sound so, you might think you ain't getting it out, but you're getting it out, sis. You're telling some good things about how the Holy Ghost is using you right now, and he's using you as an instrument, because some of people might know your life. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Some, and you know what? And you don't even care. So, because you know what? Because you know why? Because you've been changed. See, once you've been changed, you don't care what the naysayers think. Help me, Holy Spirit. You don't care what the naysayers think and the people going to say about you. You know what you do? You care about God, love, and peace, because you don't want nobody to feel what you're feeling right now. You don't want nobody to go through what you're feeling. If you got an art, you got something, you ain't call nobody in the world. That's what you told us. Go call them. There's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
This been a rough year for a lot of people. 2020. It's been a rough for some people. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm gonna tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Until it hits your front door, oh help me, Holy Spirit. You don't understand why sis is crying right now. Until you hit the front door, you know, until sickness hits you, death hits you, you will understand. But don't let death hit you. And sickness hits you, and you don't know God. See, she did something right now that God is using her to minister to others. But then look what God doing back to her. Somebody asks, what can you say to somebody? They go, look how she's doing. She's not only helping someone else, she's helping herself. She's being healed.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody understands what I'm talking about. There is a deliverance through crying. Jesus prayed one day so hard that blood was falling off his face. And then we've been around the spiritual man a little bit. Watch this here, because we're very young. We've been around a little bit. He can cleanse you like that. Oh, here, this is a form of cleansing. And this cleansing, God wants, he wants to clean the people, because he's going to come. Don't let nobody fool you. God is coming back. And he's coming back. And when he comes back, it would be no excuse for someone to say, well, I wasn't ready. God, you should give me a little more time. You know what I'm talking about? And remember this here. Some of us be praying and don't know we even praying. Because the Bible said, why are you even yet called? I'm already answered. I know I'm right about it. But I want to give you something about this testimony, sis. I want to give you something about a testimony. And one of my favorite scriptures in Revelation, I know it's in Revelation. It's in Revelation, my brothers. Revelation chapter 12. And it's always been a pet peeve to me, because I don't want nobody to think they can hold me in no sin. God forgave me for all the sins I have done. I really can't stand nothing I did in my old self. Nothing.
Right.
And I did a lot. You know, some lot of stuff I'm not even proud. Some people are proud of it. Some people told me we had a good time back then. We had this and that. But I'm so it hurt my heart, the things I did in that old style. Look what he did, though, sis. So I can help me and help you at the same time. Look what he did over here in verse 10, 12 and 10. He said, I heard a voice saying in heaven. See, that's another thing. Can I be slow with this? I know we're supposed to be in John, y'all, but John wrote this book. Can we still there, brother Bear? John wrote this book. Look what he said. I heard a loud voice saying to him, I want to say something. You have to get to a place so God can speak to you. You have to get somewhere so God can speak to you. Maybe it might be through a prayer. Maybe it might be through a sermon, a song. And then once you get there and you feel the Spirit, be still. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Be still. And watch this. This ain't a cliche. And watch the salvation of God. Maybe he got to break you up to build you up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Lord, build me up when I'm tore down. You understand me? Now watch this here. I'm almost home. I got to read this one more time just because I like how he said it. He hit a loud voice in heaven. Now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God. In the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which, watch this, is accused them before what our God day and night. What you been doing in your life? You've been accused. You've been talked about. And I know I am too. And they're still talking about us, because that's the adversary. He's there trying to discredit us. He's there to they're trying to tear us down. But all we're trying to do is like he did. He told him the other day, what he told him the other day, Brother Dan? He said, if you tear this temple down, I'll raise it back up in 3 days. And they got so hooked up to the physical thing. That's what's wrong with a lot of people in the body of the church. He dealt with the spiritual thing. He told them, if you tear this body down, I'll raise it back in 3 days. And they said, it took 46 years to build this thing. Is he crazy? You know, so they think about the spirit. They think about what the devil doing to God. He's going to God right now, talking about us right now, sis. He's telling her. Now, she had a chance to go talk to him. Why he didn't go do it? Well, tell us why she didn't go do it. Let me tell you something. Life gets busy sometimes. I got a lot of people I love. I haven't talked to them. Wow. I still love them. You know what I'm talking about? I hope nothing don't happen before I talk to them again. But if it does happen, I know from my heart, if we all connected to that vine, because we are that branch, we will see each other again. Somebody said they won't see Moses, but I won't see my mama. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said they might won't see confusion. They might won't see all these different other people in heaven, but I won't see my mother. You know what I'm saying? I won't see my grandmother. I won't see my grandfather. You know, talking about, you might want to see a lot of folks, but I really want to see them because I do know they was connected. So I'm saying this here. He stands day and night and accusing us. So after you leave from here, notice here, verse 11 says, and they, that's us now, sis, overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They love not their lives unto death. That's what you're doing right now. You are overcoming right now. When you testify like this, don't go back to things you gave and you present today before the people and God. Don't go back.
Yeah.
Even if you get, when I say go back, I ain't talking about you can't cry and you can't moan. I'm talking about the things you gave to Him. And only you know some of the things you gave to God. You say it a little bit now,
right.
But only you know some things you gave to God. Don't go back to it and say, God, give me strength. So let me help me and help you with it. Once you allow God to increase in your life, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They cause you to decrease. Sometimes God has to tear you up to build you up.
Yeah.
And when He tear you up to build you up, receive that. Don't ask God to remove it. Receive this tearing up. There's some things He want to tear out of. Some of us got some deep stuff, sis. It's so deep that we don't think it's done until some things come up. You know, I don't let this get to me till certain things come up. You don't never, ever, ever want to take that to your grave, because you want to open your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, change me, created me. Give me a free spirit. Renew me right now, Lord. And, Lord, please don't take me. Please don't take your Holy Ghost from me. Because he put something in you today so you can speak to us today. And I'm glad you came. I'm really glad you came. And I'm going to tell you something. Where I'm young, so I'm a young man. Where I come from, that we hold each other's hand and not hold each other's hand for no plaything. We hold each other's hand because you're never walking alone. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The reason you reached out like you did this morning, because you knew from the bottom of your heart we're going to allow you to come on and do what you do. And speak like you spoke, because you might have helped, well, I said, 1,000 people with your testimony. You can take this testimony let me do this here. I know this might be redundant, but you could take this testimony like Noah did over 100 years, telling him it was going to rain. You can tell him about this testimony about the man you met, you and your husband met, and tell the story over and over and over, and encouraging some people. I'm telling you, you can encourage the people. Do you know how many times we try to encourage the people? Tell them salvation is here. Salvation is here right now, and people are running away from you because so much going in their life. But salvation is here. He's here so close now that He may not come with the rapture right now, but He's calling us one by one, sis. He's calling us one by one. And if you've been really looking to the news, he's calling more than that. There's some people hurting more than you hurting right now because they didn't get to hold their loved one. They talked to him on the phone and seen him die. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some kid even talked to him on the phone. You know what I'm talking about? And they seen him die. And we worrying about who going to be in the office, the president. Man, forget that. We need to put on God's – we need to pray hard for God to what? To free his people. If he had to free his people, if you ain't with me, just pray about it. If he had to free his people by coming today, oh Lord, come. If he had to free his people to come today, Lord, by the man, there's some people busy. Somebody looking at their proposal right now. Somebody looking at their 401 right now. Somebody looking and don't know how they're gonna pay the next bill right now. But have you considered God? Have you considered God? Look at my sister. She hasn't talked to them, one of her best friends. She didn't almost consider him as a dad to her. You know what I'm talking about? And look at that. And when she reached out, she knew something was wrong. Because she ain't hearing from him. And she knew this one of the days we celebrate Thanksgiving. She was going to reach out to him. But God said, no, I had a better job for him. He did his job, sis. He did it. And God said, God brought them all up. That's what's going to happen to you. That's what's going to happen to me. Go ahead.
No, I was calling him, too, because I'm like, you need to talk to your T-boy because he's driving me nuts. And this, my husband talked to his daughter last night. I got her to call him because he was having a hard time yesterday with Billy's death. And of course, like you said, I'm the crybaby. I will just sit there and cry. I wake up every morning, cry. As I'm reading my Bible, I go to bed crying about it. My husband, you know, he shed a few tears, but he's going to be strong and, you know, release that stuff. And sometimes talking to loved ones that were close to him and just remembering his life. Because when you go to funerals, everyone says this is not, you're mourning their death, but you're celebrating their life, you know, and he is in such a better place. I'm kind of mad he's in a better place than I am. With Billy being gone, you know, we want him here because he was such a spiritual blessing to us and his family. And God obviously needed him more there than he did here. And now it's just making us look at things. And now it's like, okay, now we're doing things that Billy told us that we needed to do and being reunited with his kids because Tracy knew his kids. You know, I never met his kids. But Tracy knew him. He grew up with some of his sons and daughters, and they were like brothers and sisters. I mean, he worked for Tracy's dad for many, many, many years. And even Billy would get on to his dad he would beat Tracy. It was just abuse. And Billy would say something to George, and George fired Billy. And for 2 months they didn't talk, but Billy stood up for Tracy because he's like, no, this ain't right, you know. And because of it, and I've learned that if I open my big mouth to my husband about things that bother me, it makes it worse. If I take it to God in prayer, even in the moment, if someone gets on your nerves, or is saying something that is not right or hurtful, if you just start praying right there in your mind, then God, he'll help you. He'll give you that peace that you need at that moment. And because that's just what I've been doing. I've just been praying about everything. And that's what in the Bible, I don't know what scripture is, but it says pray about everything. It says to pray for everything.
God bless you, sir.
I'm gonna have to hang on just a minute, guys.
You know, as we hang on, then we just thank God for the move of the ministry. You know, we just thank God for time like this, Brother Darrell and Reverend. Sisters and brothers, we think have time like this. This is what the ministry is about. You know, we're supposed to hold our sister's hand, you know, and hold our brother's hand in holiness. it should be in prayer, you know, for God's strength, you know, God's speed,
yes.
You know. And you know, I've just been taught that, you know, you know, when they moan, we should moan with them. When they laugh, we should laugh with them. You know what I'm talking about? So this is us being a believer. This is us being walking with God. These things should just be natural to a believer. Then when one going through like this, this is what we're supposed to do. I'm just happy that she's bold enough to come out and say it. You know, I'm about to come and express love to God giver, you know. You know, and then I thank God. Hey, brother, we were just talking about that before we got on, right? You know what I'm talking about? That's why I like for us to come on before we come on the plan to pray and get into some situations like this. You never know what's going to happen. How God's going to lead the whole ministry, you know what I'm talking about? And I love that because, you know, you don't treat God like he's a, you just turn him on kind of thing. You know, we want to make sure that the ministry has been held right with God's spirit in it, you know what I'm talking about? You know, and I thank her and I thank her testimony, man. She said she wasn't going to be on long, though. She knows she had some things she probably had to do, you know. But and while she did, maybe the time she might have get on. But I'm saying this here to tell you all, she just inboxed me and asked me the question, could she come on? You know, I'm not the leader of the show. Don't think I ain't. I know like I do move talking the most, you know, but I'm not the leader. But I told her, you know, yes, you can come on. And then she tried to put it on. You see what she did. And I'm going to just say this. What you put off, help me, Holy Spirit. You can, when you put it off, it might not be the time, right? I understand that.
Yeah.
We'd be so humble. It might not be the time. But when God puts something in your heart like he just did her, she could have put it off and don't know what, something would have happened. You never would have known. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
It might be somebody on here right now, you know, because we work. You know, some people can't stay on long with most. We work, we get in and out, you know what I'm talking about? But somebody might have been touched by that her touch, you know what I'm talking about? And I know I was. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Dale, what I love about it more, that she was touched because I felt the purge of the Holy Ghost. I felt God purging her, giving her strength, you know what I'm talking about? Because everybody can't do what she can. It's a thing you get. You know, they think you big and bold and doing this. And I've just been in church long enough. You just have to open up the door of people's heart. You know, some people you got to tear it. See, watch this, Reverend Henry. You know, the pastor's heart, help me, Holy Spirit, he tears a little longer than the average believer. You know, he sits there
right.
And laboring. You know what I'm talking about? He wants everybody to come.
Yes, sir.
That's his right. calling. He wants everybody to come. He don't want them person to lead this thing without knowing the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? So we ask God, and we ask his comfort over that whole entire family. We ask God's speed and love over them and comfort them at such a time like this. We believe in our heart. We really believe in our heart. God already gave us strength to keep going. But then we want to pray for her husband, too. We want to pray for her husband.
Yes.
You know, we want to pray for him. We want to pray for him for salvation as well. You know, him getting a personal relationship with the Lord. You know, I don't know if she's been on, but I want to pray.
I'm here.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we just come
Lord.
So humbly, Lord. We come thanking you, Lord, for all the words that went up to you, Lord. We thank you for the testimony of our sister, Lord. Lord, we know it's a little burden right there. We know it's tough right now, Lord. But we find out, Father God, we can take everything in prayer to you, that you'll give strength,
Lord.
So, Lord, we just ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, to touch her whole entire family, Lord. Touch her husband, Lord. Give him that peace, Lord, that passes all understanding. And we learn in your word, if our mind be on you, peace will pass, Lord. Peace will be there with us, Lord. And peace and time right now that we need. Lord, any time that the people growing through, Lord, they come with their heart open up, Lord. We ask you, Lord, not just to hear us, but hear your words, Lord. Hear your spirit, Lord. Speak to them, Lord. Give them a comfort there, Lord, that they can pass up all their mind and understanding. We love you, Lord. We ask you to strengthen our sister too, Lord. We ask you to give her a strength, Lord, that she can keep telling this testimony, Lord, that maybe help someone along the way, Lord, with this testimony, Lord. That some of us have been guilty by not saying or calling our loved ones or calling somebody we know for years, and sometimes it'd be too late then when we reach out to them. But, Lord, we find out one thing, Lord, that if you give us the peace, that one day we might see them again, Lord. Some people might want to see Moses, Lord, but I want to see my mother, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, if I stay connected, I will get to see her again, Lord. We thank you for our sister, Lord. We thank you for her entire family, Lord. We just ask you to put a special hedge of protection around them, Lord, at this time, Lord. And we want to pray for all the ones that are going through right now and bereavement time right now. It hit real hard this week on a few people, Lord, that sometimes you just can't imagine till you go through it, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to touch every loved one that we know and the ones that don't know, Father God, that's going through right now. Lord, that even though they might not be our blood family, Lord, but really through you, we're our blood family, Lord. So touch your children today with your love, Lord, with your peace, Lord. And, Lord, as you do these things, Lord, we ask you to do it always in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
God bless, man. I thank you, sis. We thank you. If you got anything else to say, you can't keep on going, you know. But this platform, that's what it's about. You know, it's about we didn't have that, you know. And I know the songwriter didn't make no mistake. Can I give you about a minute of that song? Just a minute of that song. It's 1 minute of that song.
I made it through. In spite of the storm and rain, heartache and pain, still I'm declaring I made it through. See, I didn't lose. Experience loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive in spite of my life. He still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony. I'm so glad I made it. Is there anybody in here have that testimony?
I made it through.
I made it through.
Light of the storm.
Light of the storm.
Tell her that song, you know. We played that song right before Sis came on. Didn't know what she was gonna say and how she was gonna present it. But you made it, Sis. You made it.
Thank you.
You made it. You made it. Anybody on right now that's going through, you made it. You made it because he did it over 2,000 years ago. Whatever you're going through, he has the strength to carry you through it. You know, maybe he might let you sit there for a while. Don't ask God to remove it. Just ask God, what's the lesson in it? And while you're there, Lord, prepare me for your answer, Lord. Give me strength to receive what you're trying to give to me. You know, and I believe he blessed you today, sis. I really believe it.
Yeah.
I really believe that. And let me give you this. Anytime you want to come on, and I'm speaking for not all of them, but I'm speaking for myself. Anytime you want to come on and express that love, you know, like that, you know, it's not old testimony. Some people say my testimony, oh, my boy, you knew my story, how he created me. Look how long we've been talking about the death, the resurrection. There's some truth in that, my brother. We had to receive sound truth. Yeah. you know, name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, did you have anything else, sis? You good?
No, that's it. I'm good. Thank you guys so much.
Oh. You know, we're here. You know, we're here with prayer, too. And,
Thank you, Lord.
If nothing else, you know. Does y'all have anything y'all want to?
So, that's it. The Lord bless. Yeah. Lord bless.
Well, sister, we thank you though. We thank you for your how you came in, and thank you again. We are you're ever in our heart in prayer. You know, I'm gonna do this here. We still holding your hand. We holding
That's
your
right.
hand because one day you might have to hold my hand. You know, to my
right.
You know, and I'm willing. I don't care what we said. That trials can happen anytime. Calamity can happen anytime.
Right.
Yeah.
And I never know. You might need someone to hold your hand. You know. Yeah. So, thank you, sis.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah,
you guys have
you.
A great day.
You too as well. Praise the Lord.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, man. Amen. Amen. The Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Man. Amen.
Yeah, we still on. You know what happened, y'all? It was driving like flies, man. Driving like flies, man. We still on, man.
Okay.
We still on. You know, we still on.
Yeah, praise God.
You know, God had ministered this morning, man. He's been ministering all morning, man. You know, and we thank God for the. For the testimony, you know, the Bible says we overcome. Yeah, we overcome by that. Blood of the Lamb, our testimony. Yeah, so that was a powerful, 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 powerful testimony. And it's always hitting us in the face. That we, when the last time you talked to somebody, you know, my uncle called me, you know, we used to talk every day. He called me every day. Nephew, I love you. What you doing, nephew? You know, I ain't talked to him in over a month. You know, he up and way up in age, you know. And I told him, I said, okay, I'm just having on. Hope both of them is there. He said, man, we ain't going racing this year. And when he told me that, he said, we ain't going to let go of the trash break. I said, man, I don't know, man. You know, we live in Texas. Maybe the weather will be right one day. We'll go.
Yeah.
But I thank God for the testimony, the strong testimony, man. It was needed. You know what I'm talking about? And I know that's what the platform is about. The ministry is really there. And I really believe in the scripture. When they moan, we should moan.
Mm-hmm.
When they laugh,
we should
laugh.
That's right.
We should be there holding one another hand along this Christian race. It's a Christian race. It's a Christian race.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like how she went back and She mended some things so she could move forward.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And everyone was open.
See, that's
it was open.
See, that's what God wants us to do, you know. Yeah, he want us to do that.
It was time.
Even more so with
time. It was time, right? It was time. It was time because maybe she would have been a long time ago. It would have never felt like she felt now. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was time. Sometimes people do something and then they never really do it. They just sit it with their mouth, but not their heart.
Yeah.
You know. She went to her heart with that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's how God blesses us, and even our relationship with Him. You know, when we mend things and we mend it from our heart to Him, He could really bless us and work with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
God was ministering to her, because, like she said, she seen her husband cry a little bit, but the deal is that's how men were brought up, man. Some men, we just
right.
It's just still in us, that crying, but once you get the Holy Ghost, man, it breaks up that stuff, man. It breaks it up, man.
Oh yeah.
But then there's a thing that you have to know that God is in the midst, man. You just have to know that when He's in the midst.
Right.
When he's in the midst, you don't care who's looking at you or talking about you, because I guarantee you, they're gonna talk about you till you go home. They're gonna find something why you did it, they're gonna do it till you go home. But when you've been delivered, and you've been set free,
that's right,
man. You don't care what people think, man, because you know one thing about it, they don't have a heaven and a hell for you. You have to worry
about the man.
They can tear this body up, right. But you need to worry about that man and tell the body and the soul. That's what she made peace with. She made peace with that.
That's it.
Peace with that. Because that wound, remember I said that wound was still open, man. There's some wounds and people. I'm talking about people in church, man. Watch this here.
Oh, yeah.
Not the physical church. Not the physical tape, but the spiritual church. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it.
But they didn't put it so behind them that they forgot about it until they see that person, see that situation, and they won't open back up fresh again because they never released that.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
That's it. Mm-hmm. But it's been very helpful, man. I ain't got the last say, so I think it's been well spoke, bro.
Yes, me too. Same here. Yes, sir.
Well,
I believe that.
Yeah, I think it's been well spoke. I believe it's well spoken, man. You see how she turned some things over here? See how she goes? God would not let us look like no fool, man. And she's not a fool. That's why God used her. I remember when she first started trying to come over. Well, you didn't know. She was struggling because she was scared to speak before people. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But when God put something in her heart, she can't not. She said she was going to be on a little while, but she was on more than a little while, right? She needs to be somewhere that she got some godly people to hear her and love her and hold her hand.
That's what Brother Willie and them are trying to do.
They're trying to get something together so they can have that. But in the same task, people need to know Jesus, man. They need to know Jesus. Why they going through? They need to know Jesus. I believe that's just know God. That's all she referred to as God. They don't know every scripture, but she believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. So when people are moaning, when people are going through, they need to know that by salvation. You need to let understand salvation. Salvation. When she found out salvation, then that moan will turn to rejoice. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. because you got, yeah. I'm about to find in the book, mm-hmm. there. I remember reading a little while, you have professional mm-hmm. moments, people just, they just go and just cry and holler, you know what I'm talking about? And,
right.
You're seminary and funeral, don't even know nobody. You know what I'm saying? They're professional moments.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
But then you got somebody to just be in the hurt, man. So we don't want to say that's a professional moment, but we want to say pray for them. You know, God gave you discernment spirit. You know, just pray for them, you know, hoping everybody understand Christ before they leave this earth. Before you leave this earth, make sure you know them. Make sure you really, really, really have no doubt in your heart. Because I really believe he's taking them one by one now. He's taking them by thousands today now with that what we call COVID-19 or coronavirus. Mm-hmm. He's taking them out. But I'm going to tell you something, man. He might come back today.
Mm-hmm.
Man don't know the hour or the time. We don't, man. If you got a problem with somebody, if he hurt you or she hurt you that bad, you don't want to hurt God that bad. You better brother go through that situation and say, man, I had to make amends. You know, I got to tell you, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Whatever I see, I'm sorry. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people get things twisted too, right? They hold so much grudge. They get so twisted. What I'm talking about is that, well, you know you said this, you said that. But see, then you got to meet people where they're at, Reverend Henry. You know what I'm talking about? Because people are on different spiritual levels, right? And then when they're there, you know, they easily get hurt. You know what I'm talking about? But then your thing is, if you teach and preaching right, I'd rather hurt their feelings in that way than see them go to hell. So we had to teach. We had to teach and preach. It's real. You know, one of my brothers, he said, I want to scare you. You know, Brother DJ. Brother DJ, you want to scare you. And so I said the same thing, but I said it like this here. We want to keep the reverence of God there. We want to put the fear of God there. And that tells us the beginning of wisdom. You know what I'm talking about? He just used a little graphic there, but he means he can straighten me out if he wants to. He means that he wants you to have some reverence of the Lord. When God is there, when you feel God's presence, man, you're supposed to stop and ask him, what's this here? What's evident in me is not of you, remove it, Lord. You're supposed to have that kind of respect for the Lord. If you're not pleasing him, stop it. And start walking with him. Well, watch this in. And he'll fill that void with this Holy Ghost. He'll help you. So brothers and sisters, you know, we thank God for this day. We thank God for this beautiful testimony. We thank him for the steel of his Holy Ghost. You know, we just ask God's strength for this whole platform of the God's ministry. Anybody that's lifting up God's name and trying to be in this kingdom building, John. To let God have his way. And when he's having his way, we just watch his salvation because he's going to do it. Only God can change man and woman. Only God can do it. But all we're supposed to do is add that water. One man plant the seed, another man add the water. And I believe the seed already been planted. All we got to do is add the water, my brothers and sisters. That's why we use these old. We use these old songs. We use these old saying, but we done did a lot of praying, right?
Through the years, I keep on joining. Lord, I'm waiting and watching for
Thank you.